can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now, believe it or not, the great Tony Sheehan is still with us. After part one, and I do apologise to Dick from Muff and Ivan and, of course, Suzanne Stanley OAM, because they had very little input into that discussion. But this is the area where Tony might like to engage in, because he's a smart man, he's not smart enough to be half smart, nor am I. So we've just got that out of the way. That's just a pedantic word salad that we engaged in. So these are some topics. Now, what we normally do, Tony, is that we read out shout-outs. That's people who want to be mentioned, who we see in the street saying, love the podcast, and I say, give us your name, and we'll Ben Fordham, who... Dr. Ben Fordham, who has obviously given us the arse. I think his employer has finally said, I don't know why you go on that show, because we've kept the phone open at 9:30 for the last three Wednesdays and nothing. I've even texted him, and either his Mrs. Jody has decided, said, Ben, Doc, please, why are you... So I haven't heard from him. So
should we give his number out on air?
No. What?
It could be unethical.
That's the sort of thing you would do.
That's unethical.
And then I would have a thousand people ring me and say, where'd you get my number? Tony Sheehan gave it to me. So no, we were not in it. But the doc
the fighting had stopped.
Very good man, the doc, Doc Fordham, and his star MD, Managing Don, and probably that's he's given up. So we normally do shout-outs. We might leave them, and we usually do comments about people who write in. You comment in.
What, just letters to the editor, or is there no email?
No, it's just the people who. I'll give you one. I'll give you one. You're going to have to apologise for this. I'll apologise for it. No, I won't. I won't read it out. Because we get tremendous support from everyone saying they love it and all that, and you're a star, and I'm a star, and Rick's a star, and we all. And they, but we don't like to blow wind up our own butts. So we read out some of the things that. People critique us on.
Oh, here we go.
And I'd love to read this one out. I'm just using, if I should use the word...
Eddie from Toorak?
That is a euphemism for see you next Tuesday.
Oh, yes, yes.
But I'd love to read that out. But I might get to that. But seeing as that we've had the whole first segment on Tony, just fessing up about... Just his life.
Life in general.
Which has been most interesting. What I wanted to do is, first of all, give a shout-out to the pedophiles and the whores who run Woolworths and Aldi, who
traitors.
Have no treacherous whores and pedophiles who run Aldi and Woolworths who rip millions off the Australian public who live
every
in a country
year.
That they obviously despise. That's Woolworths and Aldi.
Do you mean that literally, or is it just a euphemism?
That is for people who will not sell Australia Day memorabilia because I have no idea why.
Mm-hmm.
They say
traitors.
There's not a demand for it. That is, their bottom line has dropped, I think, by 70%. I think I read that somewhere.
Because they've lost $2 billion in the past week. Go woke, go broke.
Because of their insistence
ideology.
On trying to be woke and not embracing Australia Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether you agree with Australia Day or not, it's coming up on the 26th. It's when we all unite, all of us unite, to celebrate the great country we live in. We've been through Welcome to Country and all that, and we don't think it's necessary, but we embrace everyone that lives in this country and we wish them well. That's the migrants, the Aboriginals, us, the white people, whoever. And to have two companies, one a German company and the other one run by absolutely clinically stupid and of stupid people who think it's some sort of feather in their cap or, oh, aren't we smart and aren't we chic and chic and all that crap by not selling Australia Day memorabilia and even announcing it. Mm. They are nothing more than hookers and pedophiles.
And
they celebrate Ramadan, they celebrate Diwali, they celebrate every other festival. Yeah, they won't celebrate Australia Day, mate, in our own country.
People not to go to those stores, but I'll probably go to them again.
But it's not the store managers or the workers there. It's from the board. So there's only about 12 people that are presiding.
I think I did mention, Ivan, I said, the people, the pedophiles and the hookers or the whores who run those two companies. I didn't mention the staff, I didn't mention them at all. I did mention the people who run them and how they'd come up with that. And this is just an add-on from the ridiculous plebiscite we did about
the $500
million. The $500
million.
Down the Googler. And the subservience to the numbskull that's running the country who wasted $500 million on that ridiculous plebiscite, which was, I reckon, 80-20, but it turned out to be 65-35 people who said, no, we don't want to change the constitution to recognise whatever it is. We are all one people, and why we do welcome to country is beyond me. And no one, it's become a tired anachronism. It has become a tired, out-of-date thing that people are pushing back on.
People are pushing back. It's catching on, Sam's view. A lot of people in Australia think that.
And if the man, the genuinely mediocre man who runs this country wouldn't say, how about he leads and says this is a disgrace from Woolworths and Aldi, why don't they sell stuff that embraces the country that I'm head of at the minute, temporarily, hopefully.
Can I interject, sorry?
Please. You don't have to say interject. Just come up with an opinion.
This may sound like a... interesting question to you. Does Anthony Albanese run the country?
Mm. Does Joe Biden run America? Probably not.
Is this a rhetorical question? No,
A little bit, but also rhetorical. Oh, a little bit, but also.
Do you think runs it?
Oh, the globalists. Probably Twiggy Forrest or Kerry Stokes or Jenna Reinhart.
Okay, so and they pump information into anal. That's Anthony Albanese, as in ScoMo, anal, yep. Anthony Albanese. They pump information up or into anal.
Dictate's a strong word, but I would say yes.
This is a genuine question. How would you think they do that?
Because they can, like an Anthony Pratt, they can direct. Oh, yeah. They can direct their funds into certain areas and say, we will help you with your campaign if you do this.
Lindsay Fox.
By
giving them tax benefits for their companies.
And allowing them to buy Avalon Airport.
That wasn't my idea.
Donations.
I hesitate to say whose it was. Because the...
Bit of back deal.
OAM. Yes.
Bit of backroom. Yeah. Suitcases full of who knows what.
Now, this isn't a criticism, but this is just a theory of mine that... You know, the Ruperts and the Lachlans and Lindsay Foxes and Gina and Twiggy and Kerry Stokes and Triggerboff all
Mr. Pratt.
Have so much power and Anthony Pratt have so much power that they determine what happens in their country in various states.
Because they employ also a lot of people. So the employment rate is excessively high in thousands. So that's why they've actually got a big say in what they do in here in Australia, I reckon.
Much like Mr. Packer with Crown, or formerly of.
Well, Tony, you've come with something that is of vital interest to people. I would never have thought...
Sue jumped up out of her seat.
Well, that's the command. That is the presence that you command, Tony.
Thank you, Sam. With all that, now I'm starting to feel better.
Well, so, mate, you've made a very reasonable point. I hadn't thought of that. I just said he's a numbskull, but he's a numbskull being worked by the puppeteers.
Yes. And that's not a criticism of the Prime Minister, but I just think...
Oh, isn't it?
Oh, no.
I would say it's a huge criticism of the Prime Minister.
Yeah, but your voice is a lot more powerful than
and
mine.
And isn't he meant to be like a man of the people? Isn't the Labor Party meant to support the working class?
That's what they did.
Why is he paying so much attention to the big end of town?
Well, he's not. He hasn't vocally been very supportive of Israel versus Palestine because from what we can gather, a lot of his constituents are out in the west of Sydney. Mm-hmm. Who are low socioeconomic, who probably are more inclined to support Palestine.
Tony, that's fantastic stuff, mate. See, and I just
deep
thought
political
you were
analysis.
I thought you were a drip. You're a bloody large glob of pure water.
Geopolitical brain.
Drenching over us, mate, and making us wet.
Well,
and
well come on, Sam. you're an intelligent man.
Yeah, you stumbled on saying that three times.
No, I was trying to think of an alternative word.
You couldn't get that out. You couldn't. No, mate, so these are very, very reasonable opinions. I did notice, this is just we jump from topic to topic, but this is along the same lines. Someone went past the Alfred Hospital in Commercial Road and they said there were five flags outside.
Five now?
Five.
What are they, mate?
One of them wasn't the Australian flag.
Not one?
Not one.
That'd
one
be right.
One of them was the Aboriginal Indigenous flag.
Aboriginal.
Torres Strait Islanders.
What's that look like?
Purpley.
Purple. Yeah. A bit of purple. Special red.
LBGTQ.
Of course.
Yep. No way.
They're a nation, aren't they?
No, and hang on. I'll just write them down.
Are they a nation? Three. No, they're not.
No, just a minute.
What country do they represent? Is it connected to anal?
It's not a Middle Eastern.
Is that connected to Anthony?
A diversity, inclusion, and equity flag.
DII.
And a.
Who else?
There's another one.
Yeah, Sam, was it a red flag?
Yeah, with a hammer and sickle?
No, it wasn't.
There was
five flags and not one of them was Australian.
Chinese?
The Australian flag. This is the Alfred Hospital, who probably asked for grants from the government to...
Huge benefactors.
So this is why we embrace Settlement Day. Settlement Day was when people arrived here and made this country what it is. Don't have any misapprehension. There was nothing here before it. Yep. The great people were here before it, but there was nothing here. And it was developed by people who arrived here and did it, and we should all embrace the whole of the people in this country because we're all joining in the spoils of it.
But what happened prior to 1788? I mean, yep. the Aboriginals,
yep.
this mm-hmm. was their land. Or is there?
But it wasn't technologically developed in any way. I mean, the wheel seems to have eluded them.
No, that's correct. So they were here on this land, and there was 150 tribes fighting each other and killing each other. And when settlement arrived, they
when the Dutch
put in
well the English. Dutch.
Not the Dutch, either Governor Philip or Captain Cook, whoever you want to believe, they put a series of laws in, because if you don't have laws in a country, you don't have a country. So they put a series of laws in to try. You're referring to
is the Dutch that landed on the west
sure.
coast.
They did land, yes.
Mm. Yeah, Dirk they just Hartog, never claimed it for anyone. Mm. Yeah, you're right.
Van Diemen, mm-hmm. hence the name of the land to start with, Van Diemen's Land, and then it got changed to Australia. So well done, Tony. So... So, and I notice, now here's an interesting thing. So this is how people use the, so Stan Grant is yes. going to, good on him, Stan Grant is going to have a lecture. Mm. He's doing a lecture the week before Australia Day, and he has announced that he is now called, I didn't know he was called a Wurundjeri Stan Grant, but he is now he has now embraced that part of his name. I didn't ever know when he was on commercial television or running that he was Stan Grant, Wurundjeri Stan Grant.
Where'd that come from?
He never used to use that, but suddenly he's using it now because he's speaking about giving a lecture about Australia Day and how important Indigenous people are, and they are. We are all important, and we don't like to be welcomed to our country. We are all in our country and don't need to be welcomed by people who haven't been on the planet as long as us.
Agreed.
You do you?
Yeah, well, I don't want to sit on a plane and have welcome to country every hour and a half.
No, that's because crazy, it's just woke elitism that think it's like the Aldi and like Woolworths who think they're being woke and being enlightened. All they're doing is just being hypocritical numbskulls.
But when we turn around and watch Binge or Foxtel, they turn around and say, this program was made on the Wurundjeri land or whatever it is. It's just, and this is not a criticism of the Indigenous, but it is cringeworthy. Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's crazy. You know, I mean, do you thank people who used to own your land, you know, who like the former, some nice Italian family or some nice Jewish family? I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And it's kind of insulting too, in a way, because it's almost saying, well, we really own it and we're just going to like, you know, pretend that at one stage you did. I mean, first of all, too, the whole idea of ownership is a European concept. You know what I mean? The whole idea of things like land titles, the whole idea of a nation. These are like European concepts. This is not something, you know, that was here before we arrived.
So are you happy with the state wasting, or the country wasting our money on a consistent and regular basis? So I notice, I don't, this is well reported, that the Victorian government bailed out the Australian Tennis Open to the tune of $65 million during COVID. Do you think there'd be any chance they could ask for Tennis Australia to repatriate or repay the money, seeing as it's been the most successful tennis tournament we've had ever, still in operation? Do you think they could pay the money back, or has that just gone under... Just gone under revenue loss, and that's the way it is.
Well, it's a very good question, because I was actually thinking about this last night. And
were you?
Yes. Well, in terms of...
Before you went to sleep.
Before I took a Stilnox, yes.
Mm, well done.
Now, look, I think because it's a major sporting organisation that presents Melbourne and Australia to the world, yes. I don't think they should have to pay it back.
You don't. So they bailed them out, and now they're making money hand over fist. You don't think there'd be some sort of quid pro quo where they should pay the Victorian taxpayer back?
No, but taxpayers don't get paid back. I mean, we're $170 billion in debt.
They could put that,
and it's getting worse.
They could put that $65 million into...
But Sam, people turn around and go, oh, well, community there's new taxes project. And there's carbon tax and there's climate change tax and there's new taxes on your second property. It's all crap, because the government will then turn around and say, we're going to take your money and then we're going to redistribute it to our friends or to another area. The taxpayer never gets the money back that they pay tax.
So you don't think that the Tennis Australia, who are about to make a fiscal killing, should have to pay the money back that was extended to them by the Victorian government?
No.
Well, that's well done, and it's just a bit like the Grand Prix, who they prop up, because they said, I think might have been the Premier. What is the Premier's name?
Jacinta Allen.
I didn't mean that facetiously. I just had a memory loss. Jacinta Allen. Allen.
Yep.
She said, the $65 million is well spent, but that we gave the tenant because that injects $350 million into the Victorian economy. I'd have no idea where you get that figure from. How would you quantify that?
Well, they usually treble it, don't they?
That's it. They usually exaggerate it just for their own purposes.
Hyperbole.
But it's good. I mean,
hyperbole.
There you go. I think Victoria thrives on sporting events, be it the AFL, be it Melbourne Storm, be it the tennis, be it the Grand Prix, be it the horse racing, Phillip Island Grand Prix. So it makes this state what it is. I can't believe I'm saying this. I've been living in Sydney for 5 years and basically singing their
Laying
praises.
Low.
are you back now? Are you back in Melbourne?
Well, I am for the foreseeable future, yes. But look, I think, and I was going to bring this up as a topic anyway, Sam, that the difference between Melbourne and Sydney and its inhabitants and the landscape. And I know this is probably not a segue from Victorian government wasting our money, but that's what I'm saying.
So the Lord Mayor went over to Japan, I think.
Was it Japan?
Saudi Arabia?
Dubai.
Dubai.
COP 28.
What's it called, Suzanne? COP.
COP 28.
Yeah, she went over to say...
Is that an acronym?
COP is.
Yeah. Bit like it, your evening out.
An acronym.
So the Sally Cap went over to impress on the fact that climate change was real and it was going to devastate the country, and there's too much CO2 going to the atmosphere.
With bike lanes.
They couldn't follow through on the 3,000 trees they said they'd plant in the year. They could only plant half of them because, I don't know, people couldn't be bothered.
Sorry, I shouldn't have interrupted.
Go ahead.
What about the 3.5 litre BMW she sits in the back of at $30,000 a year and going to all these events? I didn't see. It's not a Tesla, is it?
All these flights, all these elites flying around the world, saving us from climate change.
No,
maybe if they just stopped that, we'd be okay.
No, I disagree with that. If you have the money to own a private jet,
yep.
Do so.
Yeah.
They inflict their climate.
I don't think we're saying that's a problem, but I'm saying if you do that, you have a nerve to lecture people about climate change.
Well, I'm not even sure climate change is necessarily
Of course it's
real.
Not real. That's what we think.
So then is it Penny Wong?
Yes.
Penny Wong has gone over to...
Davos.
No.
Who's at Davos?
Gone over
that's
to,
on at the moment.
She's
to
gone
Israel.
Over to say that they. She thinks there should be a ceasefire between Palestine and Hamas and the Israeli. Why would you have to go over? Why couldn't you do that on Skype? Why wouldn't you say, yep, it's
probably
Penny Wong here from
Skype.
Australia. I think there should be a ceasefire. What?
It's like, and here's $50 million.
They love going overseas.
No, you're half right. She's just given them $23 million to the Palestinians.
To Hamas or to the PLO? Which one?
What's the difference? But anyway,
exactly.
But yeah, anyway.
Well, so...
Very political today.
Mm, well, yeah. So I watched... Now, you've got to have confidence in things you do, but you've got to be realistic and not live in denial. So I watched Djokovic play Mr. Prizna.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's an 18-year-old boy.
The Serbian?
Yeah, the Serbian.
Yep.
The first round. So I'm told that he had a car booked at the airport should it end quickly to go out and get a midnight flight out, or he had a car booked to get the first flight out the next day. He probably didn't think he was going to be Djokovic. And so isn't that... what would you think? You shouldn't make those arrangements. Just the psychological thing that says, I'm not going to win this. I'm going to just be gone in a day.
It's a very good point.
Yes.
Well, the other part is, Sam, if you read last night's Age, that the... How do you pronounce Dino... Was it Prismic?
I have no idea.
So anyway, that gentleman who has been ostracised on the Age website... Mm-hmm. Who gave the however you would, and I know this is audible, not visual, but what would you describe that as?
They're
calling for him to be banned for life.
What did he said up?
He
yours
went like that towards
up your clacker
Djokovic
kind of thing, yeah.
Because he was supporting the young kid from Serbia.
I see. So it was banned for life, was it?
Yeah. Well, they're calling for his ban for life, and then you can't display certain flags at the tennis.
No Russian flags.
What the hell is going on?
So here's the other thing. How pathetic is this? Why, if you are a Russian, why can't they say you're a Russian? You put your name up, they say neutral country. What is going on? Are we completely stupid? From Russia, why can't you say you're from
exactly
Russia?
Hey, the other thing is, and I know I'm probably going to get into strife for this, but does anybody know what Vladimir Putin did?
You mean wrong, supposedly?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he apparently invaded Ukraine.
Well, apparently. So Zelensky had the backing of the West,
no,
the most
I agree with
powerful
you
army on the planet.
It was NATO who provoked Putin
for
years.
NATO's run by the US, we
of
know
course
that.
And Zelensky, yeah. They took over in a coup in 2014. And then basically, and what's the whole use of this Ukraine war? Basically, they've run out of young Ukrainian men to kill. That's why they're losing. They've killed them all.
Well, I don't even believe that. I haven't heard about it on the news for a month.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Israel's taken over because that's another war by the same
I think Sam's favourite country is in a little bit of strife.
Economically as well.
I think we are watching the demise of America.
Well, they've...
But I think that's planned. Isn't that what kind of like the Biden administration is attempting to do, which is collapse America? And you see that Biden is kind of almost blackmailed by China. You know what I mean? There are all these connections.
I'd remove the almost.
In the 1950s, there was no way they could have had a president who had all these connections. His son is in bed with China.
Yes.
And he's compromised himself, it appears. Mm. I mean, how is he still the president?
Well, when's election day? November.
And Trump.
Trouble with this, Tony, and we've mentioned this before, we get taken up with our right-wing view of politics in America, and probably people who listen to this are sick and tired of it. Here's the thing. Have you ever gone down the river in a boat, down the Yarra, and gone under the Balti Bridge?
Yes, once.
Right. You know those big pillars, those obelisks, I think they're called? Yep. Do you know what they do? Do you know why they're there?
To support the bridge?
They had nothing of this. They're just there. They're just decoration. Just, you know, to make it. Mm. So I was going down the river the other day in a boat.
Naturally.
In yours?
Why wouldn't they, instead of getting people to graffiti half the city and tag half the city, why wouldn't they commission someone to paint on those obelisks some art like a tall giraffe or a stepladder? Or a snake, or a lizard, be fantastic instead of those just bland, big things. That's how you could beautify the city.
I totally agree. I have no issue with good graffiti as long as it's not a name or a tag, as they call it, because it is visual garbage. But have graffiti artists who want to
beautify
manicure
the
city. Yes. Like
a mural.
Like Hosier Lane. Sam, I have been part of the contingent helping Tom Brady come to Australia in 10 days' time, and I suggested to Sally Capp, why don't we get a graffiti artist, a very talented graffiti artist, to paint a mural of Tom Brady somewhere in the city and then have all these international stars come and see what, how good Melbourne was. They painted a mural of me.
A mural?
Well, like a life-like yes. Image of them.
Because you know what also happens if you do the mural?
Yes.
That doesn't get tagged or it doesn't get graffitied. That's one thing I've noticed.
The crud, the insects, the pieces of snot who deface our city tend to leave proper art alone.
Mm. Well, because they grew up in average child, had they had average childhoods,
they haven't grown up
and want attention.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now the other thing, Sam, can we move on? Now I know you're are you a friend of TTM, the Toby Mitchell?
The Toby Mitchell.
Yes.
Am I a friend of his?
Or an acquaintance?
Yes,
or
I'm an acquaintance of his. Now, I've asked him to come on here several times.
And what
He's
was his
advised
response?
Legally not to come on.
Well, what about, did you see his photo in all the major newspapers in the last 24 hours sitting next to Chris Judd and Rebecca Judd at the tennis?
No, I didn't.
Well, you should.
No, well, why should I? Because I don't read
Well, because
the papers.
It's a talking... It's a
no, talk, that's good. Well, you're talking about it. That's why you're here, Toby.
Yes.
You're going beautifully.
Well, Toby's taken a selfie alongside one of his mates to his left and then Chris Judd and Rebecca Judd to the right, and it would appear that as he was taking the selfie that Rebecca Judd has turned away as to not be identified.
Okay, so here's the conundrum, Tony, is that if you are asked, and it's happened to me several times, if you are asked by people of interest, nefarious people in the community that want their photograph taken with you, it is very hard to say to people on the spur of the moment, do you mind if I have a selfie with you? It's very hard to say, no, mate, I please, if you don't mind. This is not guilt by association. If Rebecca Judd is sitting next to Toby Mitchell and Chris Judd, and Toby Mitchell does it, it's not guilt by association. Doesn't make Rebecca Judd automatically a bikey or a whatever.
Or jagged customers won't change their opinion.
Yep, no, they won't. He say, yep, oh yeah, but I had it. If he wants to take a photograph of me, I'll take it as a compliment.
Mm.
Are you sure that that is not just your conspiracy theory that she turned away? Maybe they'd taken it and she turned away to look at a point that was being
potentially
played.
Potentially
maybe
yes.
Someone waited for her to turn away and said, look, she turned away,
although Toby took the photo. I think
yes, Toby took the photo, right, and maybe he'd taken it and then she turned away.
Yes.
And then did someone take a photo of Toby taking the photo of those two?
Yes.
Well, maybe she'd had the photo taken, she turned away to look at, probably while she was there, the tennis. Who knows?
So who would have been a nefarious character that you would have felt uncomfortable around taking a photo next to?
I haven't felt uncomfortable about anyone who wants to take my photo. None. No one. But people say, why would you have your photo taken with that person? I've had that said, and I said, well, if someone wants to take their photo of me, on the spur of the moment, I wouldn't, go to a portrait studio and sit and if someone just says, can I have a photo taken?
Now, were
it's
they,
pretty hard in the spur of the moment to say, even if you wanted to.
Were they put together? Did they arrive together or they just happened to be seated? So the understanding is that Toby is quite wealthy and took his mate at $8,000 seat tickets.
Yep.
And Chris and Rebecca were guests of Piper Heidsieck, which is the champagne label.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the photo now. Suzanne Stanley OAM has got it up on the got it up. So I'm looking at it, and there's a gentleman in the forefront. Then there's Toby. Then there's Crit and Chris. And then Rebecca is looking down at either her program or looking down. She hasn't turned her head away. She's just not looking at the camera. Maybe she didn't hear someone say, look at the camera now, smile everyone. Or
selfie
maybe,
time.
Maybe she, I don't think she's turned her head away to not be recognised, because I can recognise her.
Well, it's not a criticism, it's an observation.
No, it's a very good observation, Tony, but you might think, what do you think, Ivan, seeing as you've spoken too much today?
Yeah. No, what does she have to gain or lose from it? Really, nothing. Nothing at all. Like,
that's whether hardly the point, Ivan.
Whether she would be sitting beside, which one's Toby anyway? Anyway.
So what, he's some big gangster, is he?
Honestly.
Yeah, no, so that's a good point. That's a good point.
Like her customers wouldn't stop buying her clothes. And Toby, whatever he does, he wouldn't be put
arts
out.
Or sports event, it's not your fault. Why not smile and, you know, for the camera?
But I think we're reading too much into it.
Yeah, maybe.
Sam, now I want to talk to you about the changing face of mainstream media in this country, particularly this state.
What's going on?
Yep. Well, in terms of mainstream media news, we are seeing new faces and old faces aren't as prominent. Do you watch the news?
No.
Do you have an opinion of the news?
Australian news?
Yes.
No, I don't, because I don't watch it.
You wouldn't watch 9, 7, 10 or the ABC?
I haven't watched free-to-air television for two decades.
Do you know,
15 years.
Do you know that Peter Hitchener is no longer the face of Channel 9 News?
Because I went to his farewell. I was asked. I don't know why. Because I'm a friend of Peter Hitchener's. Mm. And maybe someone knew that and we went along.
Peter does do it on the weekends, is that right?
Yes, but he's not. I said he's no longer the face of Channel 9
News.
No,
but at some stage, like you come to an end of a run, like I came to an end of a run on a show that I was on. Eventually, not that Peter Hitchener would be involved in this, but eventually people who were on shows a quarter of a century ago become a little too hot for the current media landscape for them to employ you to have an opinion. Because it mightn't resonate with the opinion of the people who run the country. So, of the state, so Channel 9 is owned by
Nine is run by Peter Costello.
Nine is run by the Age of the people who own the Age.
They bought Fairfax.
Fairfax. And Fairfax and is run George by Soros. A consortium, which George Soros is
he
part
is.
Of.
He is. He's a 6% owner.
Yes, look at that. Isn't that strange?
And he is a person whose one aim is destined to see the destruction of the American economy.
Not only America.
Yep, a Western civilization, I think
so
he once said.
That's why the changing landscape is so people like me or anyone else who has an opinion about politics other than or topics other than that the people who run the stations agree with don't get an opportunity because as someone said we're living in times where the intelligent are being silenced so that stupid people won't be noticed.
And did you know that his surname's a palindrome?
A palindrome,
it is. That's the
is?
Same Soros. Backwards and yes. forwards. Yeah.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that. I know what a palindrome is, but I didn't realise that.
Now, the other thing is, Sam, in terms of who do you
what's
get your...
The only, what's the word you know that, longest word you know that doesn't have a vowel in it? And can you spell it?
I'll come back to you.
Rhythm. Can you spell rhythm?
R-H-Y-T-H-M.
Well,
rhythm.
That hasn't got a vowel in it. That's the longest word you know that doesn't have a vowel in it.
Okay, well...
Is there another one?
What's the longest word you know?
Rhythm.
Anti-establishmentarianism.
Do you remember jingles from the past that people now... I thought you were going.
She's ready.
So
comment from Sue.
I was speaking to Sue Stanley about... I heard something on the radio about Mortine. Do you remember...
Louis
Ken,
the Fly.
Do you know who Ken Howard was? He was race broadcaster in... Sydney, and he did a mock race call of Mortine when he said, "And we're here waiting for the running of the insect handicap, ladies and gentlemen." This is 40 years ago. And he said, "The field is there's sneaky silverfish, menacing mosquito, filthy fly, and Kenny Cockroach. They're off! And Kenny Cockroach gets out well, and menacing mosquito, and filthy fly, and here comes, Mortine in the familiar red and white can. Mortine catches up with filthy fly. He's gone, he's down. Kenny Cockroach is gone, menacing mosquito, and he said, and the field is strewn with deadens, and all thanks to, and so that's what it was. So then I said to Sue, I said, do you remember anything? And now Sue's, what were the ones that did? So this is Sue Stanley.
It actually happened when we were driving in the car and a fly got into the car. And you know when a fly buzzes in the car, you can't get rid of it. You're trying to catch it and you're sort of trying to drive. And you're doing it and I started to go, Louis the fly, I'm Louis the fly. Straight from rubbish into you. I'm mad and mean and mighty unclean. Afraid of no one except the man with the can. And then he goes and... chopped him with his shit.
No, I didn't chop him with my shit. That was Ken Howard. did you remember any things come to mind? I know this
what,
is a
about advertisements
notice.
On the Nine Network?
What?
About advertisements?
No, any advertisements anywhere.
Where are we going to now?
Well, you'd have topics. Interesting insights, wouldn't you, into the media from having worked as a gossip columnist. Have you got any kind of comment on, you know, how all this woke stuff gets inserted? Is this kind of given as orders to people, or is it just people just, know to...
It's cancel culture.
Yeah, but how does it infect... You know, is George Soros sending out memos, or how does it work?
Well, I'm sure George Soros would be talking to somebody in Australia to say, this is what you need to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it actually happens, but a man of that power would be infiltrating Australia somehow, because they would see us as a guinea pig for the rest of the world.
Mm. He's a bit like Louis the Fly, isn't he?
Wow. Anyhow, Tony, it's been... So what we normally do at the start is just give a few shout-outs, and if... as a result of this, people say, oh, I heard you on You Cannot Be Serious. And you say, oh, well, I'll give you a shout-out if you ever come back again. And what you do is you remember them or you write their name down. They get a bit of a kick out of mentioning. So we do plenty of these.
Have you got an email by any chance, Sam, so that your inbox can be flooded?
No. First of all, I'm giving a shout-out to a bloke called Con, who a Daily Messenger, who is a marriage celebrant. He was over at Williamstown and doing a ceremony, and the bloke wasn't interested in the wedding. He was just wanted to know, oh, he said, I heard you on You Cannot Be Serious with Sam Newman and the boys and the girls, and he said, could you give us a shout-out? So we're giving a shout-out to Con, who wasn't interested in the wedding but was only interested in us getting his name read out.
Good on you, Con.
And then there was Elliot. I was at a restaurant called... I met Elliot in the latrines. I wasn't in the can, but I was doing wee. And Elliot came in there with his camera. And I thought, holy shit, he's going to do a Snapchat on my dick. And all he wanted to do was take a photograph. I said, mate... Well, we step out into the foyer for a start without doing it. Just let me get finished doing this. And he wanted me to... I was in the latrines at Lucky Chan's, and his name was Elliot. And I said, I'll give you a shout-out. He loves it. He loves the podcast.
Latrines.
Good.
Michael Christian, menswear.com. Now, you wouldn't know this. Michael Christian menswear.com. He sells our caps, doesn't he, Ivan?
He does.
You cannot be
serious. How many has he sold lately?
He has sold thousands of
them. Of Collingwood fame?
No, not that. No, well, no. Not that. No, the name is namesake, but not the similar name. Exact name. And he is, if you want to buy a You Cannot Be Serious cap or a T-shirt or a... I think he's out of the stubby holders. But you can get them signed, and Mick Christian sends them out. You cannot be serious. We see a lot of them around. Very, very popular they are. And Mick Christian sent me a thing. So let me just
something dodgy, something blue, maybe.
Well, just before I get onto it, while I've got it on the page. Kate Save, who is with Be Fit Food, and we give her a bit of a hand, hopefully promoting her product. She has very good food. You can get it on the Be Fit Food platform. And she has started she has started a new digital TV series launched. I don't know what that means. She's trying to get people onto a digital platform of... What am I talking about, sir?
On an app?
It's a digital soon... to be on TV series launched today. She's got her fingers crossed. She asked for contestants to be part of a fitness and health program to be launched on digital TV. This is Kate Save on Be Fit Food. And if you want to have good food that is healthy and nutritious for you, Be Fit Food. Don and I became very small investors, just so we said to Kate, we'll put our money where our mouth is. So that's what we did. That's a short shout out to her. And Mick Christian had this. What did he do? I can't find what Mick Christian did. Where is he? Come on, fuck you. Here he is.
Are we still recording?
Yeah. Sam and technology.
He couldn't help himself. He sent us a picture of a bloke blending up with his plums hanging down. So you can't show that on an audio track.
So these are some comments
that we get from people. We get hundreds of people. And the
thousands.
People who give comments. And the majority of them are very complimentary and they love it and all that. And plenty for Don. Where is Don?
Yep.
Now, I've said this before. Don went out of his way to be antagonistic. That was his charter in life, is to be antagonistic. And I used to take the piss out of him and people used to like it. And until it got to the stage where Don was so antagonistic and the doctor from Sydney said, Don is far smarter than you think. He's winding you up. And I said, I'm not sure of that, but I'm giving Don credit. He wound me up so much that he knew he was going to get off the podcast because he didn't like doing it. And in the end, he got off it because I told him to fuck off. And so he worked at it. He worked it beautifully and he got me. He was a master planner. He was a master planner.
Are you two talking at the moment?
No, I don't. I am. Yeah, I am. That was confirmed by my offside here. That I do talk to him. Not a lot, but he's a good man. He's a friend of mine. But Don decided to be antagonistic enough that he would call my bluff or I would call his and tell him to go, and he did, and he's not come back. And he won't be back because he doesn't like doing it. And he had to drive up. So that everyone says, where is Don? But that's where Don is. He's down at his little hovel down where he lives, touching up his horses and fucking around down.
On the Mornington Pier last night, was he, pushing people off?
Was he pushed off?
Was it him?
Yeah.
We'll have to look into that. Yeah. It's terrible, this youth crime at the moment. There's a stabbing over in...
So here's Anthony Anthony McGoran. Mm-hmm. He said, tell Dick to stop saying, you know what I mean, all the time.
No.
You know what I mean. He says you say all the time, you know what I mean. These are just comments.
I don't remember saying that, but I'll take it under advisement.
Mac Cape, or Mac someone... says, nice fake tan, me. So he said, I've got a fake tan. Oh, well, for your information, Mac, I haven't got a fake tan. This is from driving a car with the hood off it in the... So I haven't got a fake tan. So I'm just telling you this. There's a... tell Sue. This is Sue. OAMLGBTABC. Said to you, Sue, stop sitting on the fence. Stop sitting on the fence and have an opinion.
I can have an opinion, but the only thing is the fence that you pushed me over the line with is filth, and I refuse to engage in filth because of my clean-cut image. So to give my opinion,
And I agree with this, that when you are – this will never worry you or me or anyone in the room – when you are an OAM – you have a certain standard of integrity and
decorum.
morality to uphold. Mm. So if I asked Sue for an opinion on a lot of the filth, is a bit stronger word, but a little bit of those grubby sides, that she obviously opts out of them because she can't afford to sully the reputation and the initials that have been put after her name. So
would you like one?
Pardon?
Would you like an OAM?
Why hasn't he got one?
Services to television,
yeah. Exactly.
Football,
Sam, come on, or don't ignore it. Don't worry about Joe Bloggs from Murrumbina.
Kingsbridge says, clean your camera lens. I don't know what that means. Clean your camera lens.
Yeah. That was last week, though. Yep. That was the sun, because you put the blinds up and we didn't put the blinds down, so it was just front lit rather than back lit.
Would Sam be eligible for an OAM?
That's questionable, isn't it? It's the it takes about 2 years to get, and basically he can't apply, so someone else has to apply.
You could apply on his behalf.
It's anonymous.
Helen Milosevic from Mount Gambier says she's been a long-time fan of mine because she loves my honesty and I'm entertaining, and she says now it's time to fade away. So there's the classic backhanded compliment.
Any relation to Slobodan Milosevic?
Slobodan Milosevic. Oh, yeah. Now it's time to fade away.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, Helen.
Very elegant.
Don, a friend of mine went out of his way. Oh, no, he's a friend of mine. Tom West says, more Botox. This is to me. Your eyes aren't straight anymore.
Hey, speaking of your physical aesthetics, is your hair real?
Oh. Yep, look at looks that. Like it.
As real as Donald Trump's,
if not more.
No, well, quite a few people have said he's got the best hair for a 77-year-old we've ever seen.
78. No, it's a toupe. no, it's a toupe, and I haven't got me, and I've got contact lenses, and I've got artificial legs and real feet. So this man, I'm going to read this out, this because we were on, I bought a number plate called MAGA. 47. Oh. I put it on a car. That's Make America Great Again.
We're going to put that in the Herald Sun.
Could be Make Australia Great Again.
And we speak about
too.
Trump because I'm a supporter of Trump's. So I don't care. That,
he's coming back, mate.
So this bloke beautiful. Says this. This is Nas. Nas 76.
Nas 76.
Have a listen to this. Sorry about the word, but this is what he says. A few years ago, if you liked Trump, you could be. You could feign ignorance. These days, there is no excuse. You are just a complete cunt.
And I, you're allowed to say that?
Well,
yes.
I'm not saying that's what Nas says, and I'm saying he's got on. He thinks he's speaking to his mother. He's sent this to the wrong person. He's obviously speaking about his mother when he's called her. Nas, I'd make sure that you send the emails or whoever, the comments to the right people.
To the correct people.
You've obviously misappropriated that. You should have sent that to your mother because that's who it was meant for. So there's a hell of a lot of comments. We can't write them all out because most of them are complimentary. And do you want us to sit here and say, we think you're fantastic and all that sort of stuff?
No.
But, Tone, I'm telling you, you'll get some people who've listened to this, and if you come back, you'll be I reckon you'll have a page load of people that you can write out and give shout-outs to. And
can we monetize it?
Can we monetize it? No.
Could we film it? Put it on YouTube?
Oh, we can do lots of things.
Well, now, I just want to finally mention this, and this is Barney...
Rubble?
I'm going to say Barney Rubble.
Barney McCusker.
Barney McCusker sent this in.
Mr.
And
McCusker.
I actually agree with this. This is a thing in The Australian about Australia Day, and it says, it's not perfect, but we all win from welcome to our country. And now I agree with this woman, is a woman called Helen Trinker. And she said, she wrote quite a sensible thing that I agree with. I'll just try and read. How many times sitting in a conference or at a fundraising dinner have you witnessed the attacks on white Australia? This is backing up Welcome to Country in certain aspects. How often have I worried that the opportunity to educate white Australia has become a display of ego and yet resentment instead? We know that the elders and traditional owners sometimes wondered, are we paying them or are they just haranguing us? I am getting a little tired of seeing the flag of some of us flown equally with the flag of all of us. And that is the Aboriginal flag being flown just as much as the Australian flag. This is a woman who's supporting Welcome to Country, incidentally, but she's objective enough to see where this is headed. In 1976, when entertainers Ernie Dingo and Robert Whaley organised a welcome to the Maori people who came over, the idea was born that we welcome Indigenous people, or we welcome us to the country. That's where it started. We've said that often. It quickly became at events with music and dancing and smoking ceremonies, and some welcomes have become more pointed as Indigenous people seek... recognition. The online story that she wrote provoked more than 4,500 comments that they would welcome the end of Welcome to Country. But, she says, it's hard to get your head around the deep past. It made more sense out there when our Indigenous guide welcomed a bunch of Australians, Japanese and other tourists to our country. So... welcome everyone to the country, have a welcome to country, but stop haranguing white people for being here and making this country what it was. And I agree with that. And we've only said that Welcome to Country has become a complete farce because they harangue people, they divide people into thinking it's them and us, and when it should be just us.
Very well said.
Well, I didn't say it. And thanks to Barney for pointing that out, because he reads a paper that I've never even bought in my life. That's The Australian. And so we rely on Barney, who was in here last week, and he was a great contributor too. So that's it. So I don't... Any other announcements that you'd like to make? So you got any other songs that you can think of that were around when people were singing ditties?
Oh, there was another one. Remember the Cotties Cordial, wasn't it? My dad picks a fruit that goes to Cotties to make the cordial that I like best. But you know, as a kid that you change the words as well like that? It's like... sometimes you can say, like, my dad picks his nose, another orifice. But we were kids back then.
I thought Suzanne. There was no filth.
This is Suzanne Stanley, OAM, who said she doesn't give opinions because most of them are about filth.
Yes.
And has just said that she picks her ass and picks her nose with Cotties Cordials.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a bit like Colonel Bogey.
She showed a photograph before that was kind of interesting.
It's
as well.
It's a bit like Colonel Bogey. Do you remember Colonel Bogey? Da 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 da.
Dun, dun.
Well, yep. The prisoners of war, and this is true, the prisoners of war, and that put different words to Colonel Bogey. And
Himmler.
Hitler has only one ball. Himmler has two, but very small. Goering has something similar. Goebbels has something similar.
And poor old Goebbels.
Have Goebbels, has no balls at all. Da, 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 da. I couldn't even remember the
film. Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, that's yep. So, Tony, welcome. You've been very, very good, Tony.
Thank you, Sam.
It's after you will only get a lot of credit for mentioning just how your life went off the rails. Attempt marginally, like mine has. If you ask me any question at all, if you come back again, about anything. Ivan, you have knocked us dead with some of the stuff you've mentioned.
It's all up here.
Yeah, it is too. And
the master's parents
locked away. Ivan, we're gonna press Ivan when he's got a major announcement to make about the future direction that he's headed in. We're not allowed to do it yet. And Suzanne, if you've got one more final ditty in you, just something...
that's it. Absolutely serious. Yeah, that is it.
Being a chum is fun. I can't think of any more. I should know other ones, wasn't it? What do we, I can't think of any.
That's it.
52
Dick,
minutes.
Anything? Dick?
Oh, well, you know, just congratulations to Donald Trump on Iowa. You know, I know we don't like to talk too much about US politics, but he had a landslide over in Iowa, and I think we're going to see the MAGA, the Trump train, is back on the track.
That's enough on Trump.
Enough. Well, I notice a woman over there called Judge Pan.
Yeah,
panhead. Calling it panhead.
This is the lawfare there.
She said she posed the question because she thinks Trump's going to assassinate all his opponents if he gets in. She asked in court this person, could a president who ordered a SEAL team to assassinate a political rival who was not impeached, would he be subject to criminal prosecution? And the person who was asked the question said, "Could if he wasn't impeached, or what are you asking?" She said, "So your answer is no, is it?" She thinks that Trump's going to assassinate through the SEAL teams.
Isn't this incredible? I mean, and this is from the people who are actually trying to basically prosecute him, which is like a banana republic, where you prosecute your political enemies. So it's like projection, mate. They're accusing.
Do we get a building for?
Who's going to get us?
Saying we support Trump. It's great. It's going to be the best year of all time. It'll be the most exciting television you'll ever watch if you're into political shenanigans.
Theater.
Right. Thank you very much. So that's it.
That's it.
That is it.